everyone, and welcome to another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. Thank you for being with us today. General Conference is quickly approaching, and it's an exciting time to be alive with a prophet and apostles on the earth today. And I found this really great quote from President Uchtdorf as we're thinking about preparing for General Conference, and he says, quote, "I invite you to ponder questions you need to have answered. For example, you might yearn for direction and guidance by the Lord regarding challenges you are facing. Answers to your specific prayers may come directly from a particular talk or from a specific phrase. At other times, answers may come in a seemingly unrelated word, phrase, or song. A heart filled with gratitude for the blessings of life and an earnest desire to hear and follow the words of counsel will prepare the way for personal revelation." End of quote. And that's taken from an article in Liahona called General Conference, No Ordinary Blessing. And that was in September 2011. And I thought that that was interesting how he said you can receive an answer through, and I'm going to repeat this again, a seemingly unrelated word, phrase, or song. And I don't know about you, but I have actually received an answer to a prayer through the words of a song many a times. In fact, that's how I received the answer that I was supposed to serve a mission, was actually in a song that we were singing at church one day. And I heard the words as I sung them, and I knew I needed to serve a mission. So that was a good reminder for me to remember that not only through the word might we receive an answer, but also through a song we may as well. So I'm getting excited to listen, and we really can find the guidance that we're seeking from our Father in heaven as we listen to conference. And this can come to anyone. I just want to point that out. I know we have a lot of listeners who aren't members of the church or who are investigating the church, and I want to issue you that challenge just as much as to everyone else, that as you listen, you can receive answers to your prayers. And it's a wonderful time to tune in to General Conference. So I wanted to ask you what conference traditions you have. I know everybody has special fun things that they do with their families. Maybe you have a special meal or go somewhere fun, like to a family member's house. I remember when I was younger, my mom used to make homemade pizza, and she made homemade cinnamon rolls too. So that was always fun to look forward to, because not only were we going to be able to listen to General Conference, but we were also going to be able to have some really yummy things that weren't the regular fare in our household. So I'm sure you've got some of those. Feel free to share your General Conference traditions with me. You can email me at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. And as you know, I love to receive your emails and I answer them myself. So feel free to send your comments my way. I also wanted to let you know the number of ways that you can view and listen to General Conference on the Mormon Channel. First of all, if you go to our website, mormonchannel.org, you can actually watch it right in the main feature there. And the audio portion will also be available in the regular radio stream. And in addition to that, you can view it on Roku, and the app has the audio and video for iOS devices and audio for Android devices. And you can also stream it live from our Facebook page. So there are a number of ways to view General Conference this year. And it is the first weekend in April, and the times are 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. There's another thing that's new on the Mormon Channel that I wanted to let you know as we prepare for conference, and that is there's a new episode of Gospel Solutions for Families, Making General Conference Meaningful, Part 1 and Part 2. And in this particular episode, Matthew O. Richardson from the Sunday School General Presidency is going to be interviewing Sister Erin Sanderson from the Primary General Board, as well as Sister Linda Burton, who is the Relief Society General President. And as I was listening to one of those episodes, they really are fun, and especially if you have small children, they talk about some suggestions that they've given to their kids, like clearing their calendar early and being excited about General Conference and praying for the speakers beforehand. And Sister Burton mentions that her daughter was able to get their two-year-old twins to stay in the room the entire time because of the way that their mother engaged them, which I thought was really impressive. So feel free to check those episodes out. Again, that's Gospel Solutions for Families, Making General Conference Meaningful. And you can find those on our website. There's a part one and a part two to that. And as we've been talking a little bit today about preparation and how to prepare for conference, I wanted to share one of my favorite stories about preparation. It gives me chills every time I read it. And this is taken from a book called The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg. And it's from the Olympics in Beijing 2008. It's a story of Michael Phelps, and he was warming up for his strongest race, the 200-meter butterfly. And as soon as he hit the water, he knew something was wrong. Moisture started filling up his goggles. He could tell they were leaking, and by the second turn, everything was blurry. The third turn and final lap, the goggles were completely filled with water. For most swimmers, losing visibility during the middle of an Olympic race would be deadly. But Phelps's coach, Coach Bowman, had prepared Phelps for such a moment by making him swim in a Michigan pool in the complete dark so he would be ready in case something like that ever happened. Okay, I think that's brilliant. What a great strategy to prepare for something like that in advance. And for the last part of this, I'm going to read you this direct quote. And this is what he says about Phelps. Quote, he had mentally prepared for goggle failure. As he started his last lap, Phelps estimated how many strokes the final push would require. 19 or 20, maybe 21, and started counting. He felt totally relaxed as he swam at full strength. Midway through the lap, he began to increase his effort, a final eruption that had become one of his main techniques in overwhelming opponents. At 18 strokes, he started anticipating the wall. He could hear the crowd roaring, but since he was blind, he had no idea if they were cheering for him or someone else. 19 strokes, then 20. It felt like he needed one more. He made a 21st. Huge stroke, glided with his arm outstretched and touched the wall. He had timed it perfectly. When he ripped off his goggles and looked up at the scoreboard, it said WR, world record, next to his name. He'd won another gold. End of quote. That is really one of my favorite stories I think I may have ever heard about the power behind good preparation. And it applies to almost any aspect of our lives, school, work, raising children. In one point in the book, he talks about his coach used to tell him to play a videotape in his mind of himself succeeding. And so often when Phelps was at practice or at a competition, his coach would tell him, play the videotape, and Phelps would get faster and start to accelerate. And I thought, wouldn't that be great if we could all do that? Imagine ourselves as being where we want to be or being prepared the way we want to be prepared, visualizing that outcome and then working to really see ourselves in that position. I think there's a lot of power in that, and it's just one of my favorite stories, so I'm glad I could share it with everyone here today as we prepare to close. Thank you for joining me today on the Mormon Channel. I hope you have a great day. Just a reminder, if you have any comments, please feel free to send them to me, mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall as well. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day that I'm going to leave you with is called Redeemer of Israel, and it's featuring Brigham Young University's combined choirs. And this is from their album, A Thanksgiving of American Folk Songs. Thanks again for joining us, and have a great day.